views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is the Dr. Pat Show. That's what it is.
You didn't forget who you were, did you?
You know what?
Uh-oh.
I don't
say you did, because no. I don't think you did.
I'm just not sure what plane I'm operating from. You know, I don't know if I'm in my quantum future,
mm-hmm.
or if I'm stuck in my not-so-quantum past. I got to ask Margaret about that.
Bring her back in.
All right, there we go. But I definitely know that this is the Dr. Pat Show. I know it. Talk radio to thrive by. I know it because I'm here with you, Benny.
Aw. And I'm here with you.
That's right.
Thriving our way through the day.
That's exactly right. We're just like little fish.
Like little fishies.
Just swimming.
Swimming. We're thriving.
We are definitely thriving.
That'd be my version of spawning.
Then, of course, it depends on what water you're swimming in.
Of course.
Whether or not you're thriving or you're joking. All right, I won't go there. All right, today's show. Wow. You know, we've got a lot going on. We've got a lot going on. I hope you're taking care of my goldfish, dude.
Yeah.
Are you?
You're still alive and kicking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd tell you. I would.
Okay.
Yeah. I just need to get a bigger tank.
Just slurpy.
He's just swimming, like, literally in circles.
Yeah.
An inch.
He swims a quarter of an inch, hits the glass, turns around. Swims a quarter of an inch, hits the glass, turns around.
Life is like that, isn't it?
Gotta get a new tank, dude.
I swim around, hit the glass. We're kind of in our own little fish tank in here, too.
We are in our little fish tank, and thank goodness Stephanie Durham is on the show today, because she's going to help us make sure that we're not swimming a quarter of an inch, hit the tank, turn around. Swim a quarter of an inch, hit the tank.
And then feed us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, feeding.
Because then that quarter of an inch will be an eighth, yeah. And then pretty soon I won't be able to move.
Hey, you know, for those of you that are listening that don't have a clue about what we're talking about, you would have to go back into the archives, and I'd actually have to find the show. I mean, it's way back.
Huh?
You know, we're looking. It's a show that we did because I had a goldfish. It was given to me. It started out, Stephanie, as a little teeny goldfish. It was like this big. It came in like a little teeny thing, a glass bowl. Very small. Very small fish. There were two of them in there. The next thing I knew, that the next thing that happened, there wasn't two anymore. There was just one.
And he was twice as big.
And he was twice as big. And so then we went and we got the gallon tank, the 2 gallon tank. And then the next thing I know, swim a quarter of an inch, hit the glass, turn around. Swim a quarter of an inch, hit the glass, turn around. Okay, that meant the 5 gallon tank. Then we had to get the 5 gallon tank. And before you know it, swim a quarter of an inch, hit the glass, turn around. That happened, and then we got the 10 gallon tank. And at that point in time, I had to move, and I said to Benny one day, I said, and then there's a whole show on this about the trial and tribulations of Burpee, Slurpee, and Krusty the Crustacean, which is the
little
lobster I got.
Right.
That tortured the fish. So now this fish, at least when I passed him on to Benny to take care of, and Benny, you know, it was so gracious to take him, the fish was a good 12 inches. And it was called it's called a fantail. And it's a beautiful, beautiful fish. And then someone told me that these fish, they get as big as the tank that you put them in. And so now this fish has really gotten, you know, way too big for the tank and is not going to be able to grow unless he gets a bigger tank, nor is he going to be able to. And this is me projecting. This is probably something I didn't work out in therapy, but I have to ask Margaret because it's probably something I didn't work out in my past life. But the poor little fish now, you know, the projection is doesn't have enough room. I mean, isn't this life? You know, we grow out of, you know, the skin that we're in. We're really not comfortable in it. And we really need to tap into the expansiveness. And so the idea is that this poor little fish now needs to get, what are you up to? Got a 10-gallon? What are you going to go to?
Well, it's the same tank that I gave him a little buddy. So he's got another little buddy. And he's since been in the tank. He hasn't moved. And there's still two fish in the tank. So Slurpee or Burpee hasn't taken over him. so to speak. So he still swims around, has some fun, and I do need to get a bigger tank, though.
All right, there. We're going to call you out on that. But, you know, this is it's a good thing we have Stephanie Dorham in the house today, because she can help us with these situations, with these problems. She can really help us, because there's like an archetype floating around here.
I'm listening to you guys. All righty, then. Mm. What exactly does this have to do with the price of tea in China? However, I found a connection.
It's going down.
I bet you did.
I did.
I bet you did.
Yes.
And Stephanie Dorham, by the way, she has been our regular Friday, and today, in fact, is Thursday. And the reason she is here is because we had to make a scheduling change, and she graciously offered to change from Friday to Thursday only for this week, so that tomorrow Swamiji can come in and be in the studio, and thank you for doing that.
I like coming down here on odd days. See, they don't
Isn't
get
it good?
Do you know what happened to me today, though?
No, what?
Well, I was downstairs and getting in the elevator coming up, and I went to hold the elevator door open for someone who was coming, and oops, there went my car keys.
Oops, where?
Down the elevator shaft.
No.
Down the shaft. And I went, bleep. Okay. And the fellow that got on the elevator with me works here and is familiar with how often they really will go after things that you drop, which yeah. I guess isn't too often. And so I came immediately up to the front desk, and I said, and I told them my story, and the gal called building maintenance, and they're on their way. And that's really good, because the only thing on there was my car keys, and I don't have one of those electric push-button things to open my car door, and even if I did, of course, I don't have another key with me. And the only person who has a key to my car is out of town. So all because I came down here on Thursday and I was trying to hold the door open for someone, and I lost my keys. And I looked at the gal when she said that building maintenance was going to come, that I said, good, they've got about an hour or so. Maybe that'll be great.
Oh, my goodness. So that's your day for today.
Yeah, but, you know, everything was going really well before then, so this is just a little minor setback. That's all.
That's all that
I
is.
I have the perfect solution. I'll get you one of those custodial keychain things, so then they'll be on you the whole time.
Oh, there you great. Go. That would look really great. I would love that. Maybe you can wear that.
If you all could see the look on my face.
I know. She's like, oh,
it was like,
all
righty then.
Maybe you can wear
I'll
it this
I'll have a
weekend.
Place for my phone to clip on. And
can we get one by tomorrow?
Probably.
I mean, by Saturday for the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo?
Yeah, I'll get one.
We're going to be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, and Stephanie's going to be there as well. And we're going to have a way for each and every one of you to connect with her face-to-face.
We are going to be there this weekend, and I will be doing mini readings with you all, if you would like. And there will be a sign-up sheet at Dr. Pat's booth, which she's been so gracious to share with me. And we will have I think they open at 10 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's something that you want, please go to the booth and sign up right when you get there.
Exactly, because if you're not familiar with what happened at the Northwest Women's Show, what happened was that Stephanie's sign-up sheet signed up so quickly that we pretty much had her filled within the half hour for the entire day.
Not only that, you went and added more spots.
We didn't know that. We didn't know that the spots that were not filled in were your downtime. So we just filled. We figured, oh, okay, 15 minutes. We can throw a few, four or five more of these in there.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll work. But today's show is about sacred contracts. And this will be an opportunity for each and every one of you to call in and have, you know, what we call a mini reading with Stephanie. It is nowhere near the full readings that you provide. And so many of our listeners have been able, you know, to sit with you and get the full, the full reading. Sacred contracts, you know, these are things we've been talking about for a while. And we're now talking about archetypes and sacred contracts and, you know, how this really affects the life that we live right now in this moment. And how to interpret them.
That's the archetype cards provide us a tool to use when we are, from an objective viewpoint, from a neutral point, attempting to determine what our contracts in life may be,
mm-hmm.
and how we can manage through them, into them, and you can try and avoid them if you like, but you can use these as a method, as a tool, to see life differently. You talked about the fish. And the fish is kind of an example of expansiveness, because as we become more aware, we learn more things, we venture into areas of understanding when we have the courage to really ask ourselves, what kind of a person am I? What is my composite? What am I to do with this talent, or what? Why? Someone was talking with me yesterday about illustrating a book, and I thought to myself, "Boy, that ain't me." Okay.
Okay, so they were asking if you were going to do the illustration.
Well, they made a suggestion that I could illustrate something. And
how did you respond to that exactly?
Pretty much just like I did. That ain't happening. And the gal said to me, now, wait a minute. I know of this lovely book, I think it was, that someone had illustrated, who, and this child loved this book. And when you looked at the pictures, they were stick people.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And,
that's right.
And
that's
that
right.
is an illustration.
That's right. It really is an illustration.
You know, I talk with a pen in my hand. Now, deciphering my notes might be another story, but I suppose that's a form of illustration.
Mm-hmm.
I would not consider myself to be an artist in the sense that I can draw a picture that is pleasing to the eye. However, my artistry, my creativity shows itself in other ways. So does that mean that I'm not an artist because I don't create an oil painting for all to see? No, not at all. I have artistic talents and creative talents that manifest in my life differently. Therefore, I may very well have an artist archetype. So it's very symbolic.
Very symbolic. And the thing that I've learned about creativity is that there isn't a workshop that I don't conduct where I ask the question about, are you creative? And let's say you're filling a room with, 50 people. There may be a handful of people that raise their hands, because this is one area that we don't step up and own.
Don't claim it.
We don't claim it. And because we think, are you creative? Folks immediately go to a piece of art. But I had a grandmother that was extremely creative in the kitchen.
There you go.
Extremely creative.
Made a feast on $2 worth of food.
You bet. And always looked like, creative art and just the joy and the festivities and just hanging out and being with each other. I mean, this was creative to be able to do that with so many people for, with so little.
Exactly. I was at an event here a couple of years ago, and it was actually at one of the CMED Institute workshops in Chicago that is taught by Carolyn Mace, author of Sacred Contracts, which is also my instructor as it relates to some of this material. And so this particular little gathering that we had, people were to come dressed like an archetype, something that you could identify with. And this one gal was amazing. Of course, this was we knew about it, but some people chose not to participate, and others were just forgot all about it. Mm-hmm. Well, this gal had totally forgotten all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I really need to do something, because she wanted to participate like everyone else was. She went upstairs. She took the sheet off the hotel bed and wrapped it around her, and she put this, fake greenery out of the lobby or something in her hair, and instantaneously she was a goddess.
Oh yeah.
Now
I'm
that's
seeing
creative.
It. Oh yeah, it is.
I'm here to tell you, if I'd have wrapped a sheet around me, I would not have walked out of the room.
Yeah. If I'd have wrapped a sheet around me, I would have been the guy from what's that movie? Halloween. I would have looked like the guy from Halloween with the sheet. Yeah,
so that's
Michael,
how creative.
Michael, yeah.
Even that. People who have the ability to take something that looks like, there's a cliche about that. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Absolutely. And, you know, we learn from each other. We learn a lot of things from each other. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm really loving this part of my life. I'm just, and I know our listeners are, because each and every day I get an email, I get a call, and something about what they've heard, what they're learning. And I just love how open. I mean, the show yesterday with Marianne Williamson, there was a point that I got in that show where I said, okay, this is show's about getting real. I got three emails from people saying, you know, really, that show about getting real gave me a lot to think about. And that's what it's all about. We get to choose. You know, when I did the show with Mary Mann and Morrissey on Monday night, it was about the power of choice. And you and I have talked about choice because it's part of ACEs.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, in each and every breath that we take, we come to a place in our lives where I think we get to choose. And what you do and the work that you do with people, Stephanie, is to help them, guide them. You know, it's that small rudder, that you have in a boat. Just want the slightest small course correction. And that's what we do, and we're going to do it today. Stephanie Durham of The Inquiring Mind. Let me give you the website, www.inqmind.com. She will be at with us at booth 119 at the Body Mind Spirit Expo this weekend. We've got something really cool that we're doing as well. We have created this very large heart poster. And what we're going to invite everyone to do that comes by the booth is to declare and write on a, we'll have the paper for them, but to write on this piece of paper their thriving affirmation. That's what we're going to do, and then we're going to post them up there. So, and then as they leave the booth, they'll be able to pick a card. And this is all part of the journey. I received an email yesterday from, if I don't get your name right, I'm sorry. I think it was Shirley. It was. I think it was Shirley sent an email to me and said to me, Dr. Pat, you need to pull the prosperity cards. And I said, okay, we're going to pull one today. And we actually are going to start doing that every day. And we're going to give away decks of these cards. And what she said was, you know, I really miss you doing the countdown that you and Benny and Sue Storm did. And I said, well, we will do that again. She said that she had heard a countdown, but it wasn't me. And she wanted me to do it again today. I don't know what she's talking about, but quite honestly, I've already pulled the card. You're going to pull cards. We're going to do the countdown. And Shirley, thank you so much for your email. And yes, I will be getting, second part of the email, I will be getting angel cards again. And yes, Sue Storm will be on. We've got so much planned. And Stephanie Durham is joining our team again. And we've got so much to talk about in the work that she's doing. And you've got a workshop.
I do. I have a workshop on sacred contracts.
That's
coming up in July. July 15, it'll be on the website this next week. And I want to hear the card. I don't want to do any more until I hear you read the card.
All right, Ben.
Can you read the card?
He's got to do the drum roll.
We got the gong?
Wait.
No gong?
Which one do you want? Because you're doing the harmony card, right?
I guess no.
The gong. Cha-ching.
Plus
the change.
What I got in my pocket.
All right, this card, I don't think I've ever pulled this card. Oh. I've been pulling cards for, 2 years on this show?
Longer than
I don't remember this card. But here's the card. I already have the money. I already have the money. Here's what this card is about. This is not about show me the money. Show me the money is like, you know, when you don't have the money and you say show me the money. This is like I already have the money. You attract prosperity into your life with serene assurance, affirming that you already have the money you desire. And you do that, and that is powerful. Give thanks in advance, like right now. Give thanks in advance and confidently visualize your bills as already paid in full, baby. So let's do our little countdown that we do. Stephanie Durham will join us. This is I already have the cha-ching.
Better known as... Oh, we're going to substitute cha-ching?
We'll do the money. We already have the money.
Can do the bling.
No, we want the money. This is a great... Stephanie's like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we doing? Okay.
We already have the money. All right, Benny, you're in charge.
All right, now let's explain it for newbie.
I'm a newbie.
Yeah, okay.
Always wanted to be a newbie.
Okay, we do a little countdown here. I can go 3, 2, 1, and on one, we do, I already have the money. We'll say it three times.
Okay.
With feeling. an emotion.
Yes.
Everything behind that affirmation.
All right, got it.
Okay. We've done this since the very first show.
Got it.
And we're bringing all of this back, especially with our Gift Today program.
Well, are we going to invite everyone out there listening to do
this? Of course. They can join in. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Right. Now, if you're not, like, feeling the love for the money, and you would like to substitute something else, like I already have the love of my life or whatever it is.
Sure.
Go for it. But the point is this. Know, feel, breathe that you already have it. Not that you will, not that you should, but that you already have
it. You do.
Go ahead, Mr. B.
All right. Now, I already have the money 3 times. Feel it with us. Here we go. 3, 2... Oh, here's what. I already have the money. One more time.
I already have the money.
Get here, you.
I already have the money.
All right, let's go to a break. While we prepare to get the cart ready for all the money that we already have. This is the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat with my guest.
Hi, Stephanie Durham.
And my amazing...
Mr. B.
We'll take a short break. If you want to connect with Stephanie and have her pull a card for you, we got to give you a number. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527.
Oh, it's my turn now. 1-888-298-5569. Toll free, 1-888-298-5569.
Don't forget, I'm plugged in, so send that email to live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com. T-H-E-D-R, patshow.com. We're here for you. We'll be right back.
Why would 40,000 people show up in Nityananda's meditation camps? If you're sincerely seeking to live a true potential, then you have to experience Nityananda, a truly radiant, enlightened being of our times. On his rare visit to Seattle, he is giving discourses in Hindu Temple, Unity of Bellevue, Seattle Unity, from 26th to 28th this month, and also conducting an amazing weekend meditation workshop on the 29th and 30th at the Seattle Center.
For registration of events of Nityananda, also known as Swamiji, please visit seattle.lifeblissprogram.org or call 425-749-7322.
Folks, are you concerned with what the religious right and the neoconservatives have done to our country? Are you concerned about what's happening between America and the rest of the world? Well, you need to attend the Sacred Activism Conference, Finding a New Political Compass for America, May 11th through the 14th at the Lynnwood Convention Center, featuring Bill Grace, Andrew Harvey, Gene Houston, Robert Kennedy Jr., Michael Lerner, Carolyn Mace, Paul Ray, Cindy Sheehan, and Marianne Williamson. Learn about the new cultural movement that is emerging in America that is far larger than the religious right, is beyond left and right politics, very deeply green, and which believes in holistic living. Network, build community, and participate in shifting the political compass of our country. Nothing less than the future of America and the fate of the earth are at stake. For more information, costs, and registration, go to wisdomuniversity.org or call 415-561-2348. That's 415-561-2348.
Hi, I'm Marianne Williamson. I very much enjoy doing Dr. Pat's radio show. I think she's holding a great conversation, and I hope you'll listen.
Is what you put on your skin just as important to you as what you put in your body? You bet it is. Running Wild Spirit takes this thought and has made a truly natural line of skin products for your health and pleasure. Originally created to help her son's skin condition, Charlene Feedham handcrafted a line of products with healing energy and the fresh fragrance of nature's beauty. No sudsing agents, alcohol, or mineral oil. Simply and beautifully, the essence of nature in different handcrafted soaps, body powders, shower gels, lip balm, lotions, body oils, salt scrubs, bath fizzies. Give a gift of love for yourself and that special person. For more information, visit www.runningwildspirit.com or call 206-622-2323 or stop by for free samples at one of our 2 stores located downtown Seattle at 6th and Stewart or across from the Maltby Cafe in Maltby.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES. Authenticity, choices, empowerment, and success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
Join East West Bookshop for The Divine Matrix, Unleashing the Power of Spiritual Technology, an evening with Greg Braden. Tuesday, May 9th at Seattle Unity Church. Scientist, visionary, and best-selling author of The Isaiah Effect and The God Code, Greg Braden shares from his new book, Secrets of the Lost Mode of Prayer, in a multimedia presentation. Tickets are available online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Come on, feel the vibration.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, baby. This is a good vibration today, don't you think, Mr. B?
I'm feeling it. Feeling it.
Are you feeling it? Are you feeling it, Stephanie?
I got it.
All right. We've got it. A couple things we want to announce. First of all, I didn't know if you all have been talking about this. Have you been talking about this, Benny? Have you been talking about the eat out?
That would be a negative. They must have shown up in the lunchroom today.
Okay. Because this is the Dine Out, Make It Count today, Thursday, April 27th. And go to www.llaa.org for a list of restaurants. Check it out. Get involved. Dine out. Make it count for AIDS. Thank you. Thank you. Benny's taking my picture right now.
No, I'm not. What are you
Did
talking about?
Did you take
about?
My picture?
Wait, no.
Should I smile?
Got a face full of microphones.
I guess it's a good thing we can erase them.
Okay.
Yep. Thank goodness for digital.
All right. Here's what I want to say is we've got the phone lines lined up. We're ready for you. Oh, Stephanie Durham is here. Also, I have emails coming in as well.
Okay.
And emails come in at live, L-I-V-E, at the, T-H-E, Dr. D-R, Pat Show .com. Okay, now Stephanie's taking her pictures off, taking her glasses off.
No, I'm not. I'm paying attention to the phone lines because I want to talk with these people.
All right, here we go.
We like to multitask in here. That's right.
A couple of announcements I want to make sure that you all have. First of all, you heard the advertisement for the Sacred Activism Conference. What I want to make sure that you know is that the prices have been significantly reduced, and you can find them on the website.
On the website, www.wisdomuniversity.org, and it's a 2-day conference with a featured conference workshop all day with Carolyn Mace and Andrew Harvey, and then there's one also, a post-conference workshop with Jean Houston on the Divine Feminine. All 4 days, substantial reduced cost. There was a major sponsor that came in and underwrited a portion of the cost.
That's great.
So it has been passed on to everyone. And there's been tremendous activity going on about it recently. So if it's something you'd like to do, you want to hurry up and get there.
You do want to hurry up and get there because there are going to be limits in certain areas.
In certain areas, yes, sir.
And so you don't want to wait till the last minute to do this. And bring a friend. You cannot beat this. This is a great, great reduction. And thank you to whoever that corporate sponsor was. Thank you.
Isn't that awesome? That's so really cool. All 4 days, less than $300.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that. And okay. The student and senior rates, and someone asked, by the way, and I have clarification.
Do you? I was just going to ask you.
I do. It's 60.
Is it 60?
Oh, I thought it was 65.
No, it's 60.
I like that one even better.
It's 60. Okay. Why would you care?
Something to look forward to.
There we go.
Discount.
Okay.
You got a way to go, buddy.
Right.
You can still do the student rate and get by.
Thanks.
Let's go to the phones. We have got our loyal listeners waiting, and I cannot wait to talk with them.
We do. However, at first, Monica has called in. She has a comment for Miss Stephanie over here about her key situation from this morning. So, Monica, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, Monica.
Hi. Listen, I just was thinking when you were talking about that.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say what occurred to me was you're probably really lucky you lost those keys.
And that would be why?
Well, because when I've lost things like that, I always think, well, maybe it was like a guardian angel or a trickster that prevented something like on the road or however you got there, something might not have happened that might have happened.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right, and I congratulate you. You use two terms that I want people to recognize, trickster is an archetypal term that you use. When Monica called the trickster energy in about my cards or the guardian angel, that created a symbolic picture in each of your minds when she was describing that, and that defines an archetype.
Okay.
And you're right on. Thank you so much for calling in to say that, because I had actually just kind of forgotten that. So it's good for all of us to be reminded.
Oh, great. Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Monica. Thank you.
I'm good one, Monica. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Now we can go to the phone.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's bring on Serena.
Hi, Serena. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
What is it that you're have a
some
what,
questions about the sacred contract? I'd never heard about it before, and I was just wondering if you could elaborate a little bit more on that.
On the term sacred contract?
Yeah.
From the perspective and the model that I teach and that I encourage people to consider, a sacred contract is an example of something that we agreed to participate in that was divinely mastered prior to our incarnation.
Okay.
And so at birth, so to speak, there's a set of archetypal energies around each of us, and there are certain contracts that we will come into contact with throughout our life. And the outcome of those contracts is what some people in would refer to as free will or choice. And each of them will create a different set of opportunities for us, which is what I use the term opportunity to describe something that might be a learning experience, which in some cases might not feel real good, but really, really produce the most divine outcome possible for us to live through so that we empower others. And we all have many contracts. Many. We may have an overall life theme or life purpose or life challenge, but integrated into that are these different sets of contracts. And they don't all feel happy. Some of them feel sad. Some of them are fleeting, very brief. Others are longer. And so if you were to, you know, look at a relationship or something and are attempting to determine if you have if this is like a soulmate, which is a term some people use, as it relates to being involved in an intimate relationship. But a soulmate can be much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
People can live across the country from each other and be soulmates and not be intimately involved. They can be of the same sex, and they're soulmates. They can represent a challenge for each other, and that is a soulmate. In the term that, if I use that term generically, because I don't rhetorically or regularly use that term, they're a contract. Did that help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Does that pose a question that you would like some insight on?
Well, guess I'm trying to think how to put it into words. I guess I'd have a question about my own career in the future, but I don't know how that would work with a sacred contract beforehand. I don't know if the two are related.
Well, I would probably think that they do, because the career is part of our life, which is part of our contracts. What is it about your career question?
Well, I've been a stay-at-home mom for a number of years now, and I'm looking to get back into the workforce. And the area that I'm pursuing, I'm not really excited about, but it seems to make the most sense. And I'm wondering if I should just push through and see what opportunities present themselves, or if I should just kind of bag it and try something else.
Oh, don't ever bag it.
Okay.
Don't ever bag it. Until you explore opportunities, first of all, when we're trying to attempt whether or not it's mind chatter going on or it really is a divine contract, we have to separate ourselves from it. And to do that, when you detach from the outcome and say, I need to enter the workplace because I've been a stay-at-home mom, to do the soul searching about the reason that you're wanting to move into or out of the home or into a career, and to be true to yourself about that, will help bring about the areas that you will be most likely to serve your highest potential in, and at the same time be filled up. Now, when I pulled a couple cards while you were talking, the first card that came up was damsel. And the damsel energy to me represents the way you have been in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And the damsel is at the top of the castle waiting to be rescued. And the damsel's self-sufficiency is there. And yet, to be able to step through the femininity that you have about you and take it out into the world is this transition that you're speaking of. Mm-hmm. And when you specifically ask, and we're talking about this career thing that you're trying to figure out whether or not to bag it, the card that came up is the Samaritan. Now, the Samaritan energy is an anonymous helping hand. And okay. The Samaritan helps and then has no attachment to it. So what career, what opportunity is it that you're wanting to pursue that you're concerned might not manifest?
Real estate.
Okay, so here's what you want to do. When you consider real estate, do you need to get your license?
Yeah, I'm working on it now.
Okay, so you're actually already in play. Real estate and going into real estate as a real estate agent takes a lot of dedication, and it takes knowing the black and white about how to be a real estate agent is one thing altogether. The other is how to be an effective servant. Samaritan, two people, in assisting them in finding homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so with your, the Samaritan does things without pay as well. So if you're looking to go into a career that is going to manifest tons and tons of money, you might want to be patient. Now, with a Harmony card that came up today, you already have within you what it takes to make this work. Did you hear that card earlier?
That's good to know.
Yeah? Did you? It was, I
already have the money.
I already have the money.
Uh-huh.
I already have the valuables to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so within you, it's there. And what I get very, very specifically is to continue this for you.
Okay.
But it might look differently than you think. Don't project and don't expect. God will make sure that we stay on our toes that way.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
They do. I'm telling you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling
it.
In.
Thanks, Serena.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
That's it. See? It comes in the oddest places. Who's up?
Let's go to Valerie now.
Hi, Valerie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still morning somewhere.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Am I supposed to ask a question or go to a card first?
What would you like to do?
Well, gee whiz. Let's go to a card first.
Okay. So.
Is that okay?
Sure.
All right.
And what is it that you want to know about this card now that I've already got it?
Okay. Thank you. I wanted to know I've sort of had this new button called social and political activism turned on inside of me, and I'm very environmentally conscious and proactive in protecting certain places, critical and sensitive areas. And then I also am a massage practitioner.
Okay.
Is there a way to do them both?
Absolutely. Why not?
Thank you. Thank you.
They're both
so different.
Yes, they are, but they're also different expressions of your soul's contracts.
They are. You're right.
And in both cases, they also serve.
Yes.
And the card that came up, Valerie, when you were talking, and that came up, and then as you were talking, I was listening to the words you were using, obviously, and the Queen is what came up.
What does she do?
Well, the Queen, when we think of the fairy tale stories of the Queen, can be very controlling and dark and heavy, but the empowered Queen. And you used the term when you were describing your environmental efforts. Number one, you're an activist.
Mm-hmm.
And a queen will always be, always, always, always be in the front line.
Mm.
The other is you use the term protecting.
Mm-hmm.
The protection that the queen has over her queendom, over her courtyard, is to serve them for their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably pretty lonely where you are at times.
Mm-hmm. I have a long neck. I stick it way out.
Well, there have been a few queens that got it chopped off,
uh-huh.
So you might want to watch out.
Right on.
But the other card then that came up while you were speaking now, Valerie, was the Avenger. And the Avenger is someone who will avenge the wrong that has been done to others. And from an empowered point of view, the Queen and the Avenger would work very well together. And from a shadow, it'll drive you crazy.
Yes, and everyone else around me too, eh?
Well, that's your goal when you're in the shadow, because then you can control.
Oh, Lord.
Now, here's the thing about the Queen as it relates to massage therapy. You're healing. You are caring for.
Mm-hmm.
And you are moving through. And where one archetypal expression in one area of interest of yours is to be out there on behalf of the people, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when you're performing your techniques on people and helping heal their body, you are guiding them. You're bringing them into your protection for healing, mm-hmm. which obviously would involve other archetypes. But the Queen itself can manifest that way.
Wow. How beautiful is this?
I know. Isn't it great?
Cool?
I'm so glad we can all just make it all work.
Absolutely, we can do that. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling in.
And thank you, Dr. Pat. You're awesome.
Wow.
She is awesome, isn't she?
We're having fun today, aren't we?
Thank you. Bye now.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Okay, let's take a short break. When we come back, I think we still have someone else on the line. And
we do. Roxy is holding patiently, and
okay,
we'll get
Roxy,
right to her after the break, yes.
Okay, and we will have a few minutes if you'd like to call in and chat with Stephanie. And, if you want to shout at me as well, that would be great. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527.
1-888-298-5569. Toll free. 1-888. Say it slower. 298-5569.
And don't forget, I'm plugged in, so you can send that email to me at live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com. thedrpatshow.com. We'll be right back with Stephanie Dorham.
Do you have questions about romance, work, or your health? Get all the answers you need at the Seattle Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, April 29th and 30th, Saturday 10 to 7 and Sunday 11 to 6 at the Seattle Center Fisher Pavilion. For only $10 admission, you can enjoy 2 days filled with over 100 holistic exhibitors and 70 free lectures ranging from natural health, personal growth, and metaphysical topics. Shop beautiful crystals, purchase quality nutritional supplements, have your future revealed, explore new healing techniques, and much more. For more information, call 541-482-3722 or visit bmse.net. From ancient healing traditions to the latest in holistic world, we guarantee to educate and entertain your body, mind, and spirit. And stop by and visit with the award-winning radio host, Dr. Pat, and sign up to win a basket of goodies with special gifts from her sponsors.
imagine spending time meeting like-minded people, sharing a scrumptious meal, and uplifting and nurturing your soul with messages by the best speakers and musicians around. Lunch for Your Soul is a delicious, sweet gathering of people committed to living more consciously and bringing joy to their work. Join Lunch for Your Soul the third Thursday of each month. For more information, visit their website, thebroadview.com. That's thebroadview.com.
Hi, I'm Marianne Williamson. I so appreciated the opportunity to talk to Dr. Pat about the Department of Peace legislation currently before Congress. You can learn more about that at www.thepeacealliance.org. And like everything else Dr. Pat talks about, this is a good one.
The Empowering Your Life seminar is coming to Seattle April 28th to the 30th. Are you ready to do the things you wanted to do? Create what you want in life now and in the future? Empowering Your Life techniques give you the power to make personal changes quickly and easily. You can change your life and you can change yourself. It can be painless. It doesn't have to take months or years. It can take weeks or days or no time at all. For more information, call 800-800-MIND. That's 800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com.
Gas prices are skyrocketing to over $3 per gallon and higher. Would you like to significantly increase your miles per gallon, extend your engine's life, and reduce toxic emissions? A revolutionary fuel enhancer used by the Chinese government, U.S. military forces, and many commercial truck fleets is now available to all of us. For information, call 1-877-919-5417. That's 1-877-919-5417. Visit ethosfuelpower.com. Get your Ethos Fuel Enhancer now.
The Empowering Your Life seminar is coming to Seattle April 28th to the 30th. Are you ready to do the things you wanted to do? Create what you want in life now and in the future? Empowering Your Life techniques give you the power to make personal changes quickly and easily. You can change your life and you can change yourself. It can be painless. It doesn't have to take months or years. It can take weeks or days or no time at all. For more information, call 800-800-MIND. That's 800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
That's it. I got the music in me, baby. I got the music in me. That's because I watch American Idol. Uh-oh. Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that in another show. Let's go to the phones. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, right here with Stephanie Durham. To find out more about all of the just totally awesome things Stephanie is doing, www.inqmind.com. INQMIND.com. We've got our loyal listeners waiting.
We do.
Let's
we
go
have
for it.
Sexy Roxy.
Roxy,
are you there? Roxy,
thank you so much for waiting.
No problem. How are you guys doing?
Oh, you know.
Well, I don't know. How does this sound to you? We're having a blast.
It sounds like you guys are having way too much fun.
Sexy Roxy.
What would you like to ask, Roxy?
Well, you know, as I've been listening to all the other callers, it just dawned on me why I called. I really am struggling in the last couple of years with a career that I've had my entire life, and I knew that I was going to be what I was going to be when I was a kid, when I was like 4 years old. And what's happened is I put my career on the back burner in the last couple of years, and I'm just not happy, and I just don't feel like I'm in rhythm anymore, no matter what I do, no matter what I practice. And part of the reason why I sort of put it on the back burner was to take a break and fill the well. Mm. And then it's turned out where it's like another year goes by and another year goes by. And I have this big fear because of my age that I know it's absolutely ridiculous because this is not part of my belief system, but yet I've somehow acquired it in my belief system. So I guess what I'm going after here is, just a validation of get back on course.
Get back on course or move on?
Or move on, exactly. That's good, yeah.
Okay, the reason that I ask that, Roxy, is that the first card that came up while you were talking was the shapeshifter.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you want to. Why did you say, oh gosh?
Because what that resonates with me.
Uh huh.
It means that the career that I've had and how I've been doing it, I can shift into another aspect of the career if I want to. And that would probably be a more prosperous way for me to move forward in my career.
Well, that is very good. You want a job? You want a career chip? The other card that came up was Angel.
Oh.
And whatever you have been doing, and as you were talking, what came to me was that wherever you're going to be well suited here requires a wisdom. And
yes.
Wisdom is not something that, and I'm not speaking to every 20-year-old out there, okay? Mm-hmm. But my point is that oftentimes the lessons that life has to offer us occurs over a period of time. And that means that we seek the wisdom of our elders to empower others in whatever line of work we're in. So when you're looking at realigning your lifelong career and you shift its presentation and or its pattern, it has something to do with a different way you're going to present the wisdom that you have gained over the years.
Okay.
And
that makes sense.
The dilettante energy came up. And the dilettante is a feminine energy that is associated with jack of all trades, master of none. I love it when people laugh, especially when I'm laughing.
It's like the light bulb goes on,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I guess you know what that means, and that's all that really matters.
There you go.
Okay. Good luck to you. You're on for a roller coaster ride.
I agree. And thank you so much, Stephanie, by the way. I was going to say when the show first came on, your voice, the resonation of your voice is just so amazing. You have a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you very much for saying so. I appreciate hearing that.
It's a tenfold voice, so, yeah, it's great. It almost sounds like I know you, you know. And Dr. Pat, you are just a firecracker. Woman, you just go, girl.
There you go.
Firecracker with the goldfish.
Well, I'm feeling the...
She
I'm
did
feeling
it,
the love today.
Don't be dropping them in the tank.
I'm telling you, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for calling in. I hope you come check us out down at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, Booth 119.
The Fisher Pavilion.
119. Let's head off to Felipe.
Felipe, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Felipe,
hello.
No.
Where'd he go?
Hello. Oh, my God. What? Wait,
oh.
Come back. All right. I got an email. We can wait for Felipe to, you know.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so this email has several different points to it. And it's from Jane. And, of course, you know, the question started out, the first question had to do with... pulling some cards, but, you know, just wanting to understand about greatness. And so then that evolved into, because I've been emailing Jane back and forth here, you know, asking her very specifically, what are we talking about? And I guess the question boils down to, one is, you know, is greatness about taking risks, and why are some people willing to take risks? And then the other question was really interesting, which I think is the bottom line question. Why is this question coming up for Jane? I think that we've gotten to the question. I mean, we started out with the idea of greatness. And now, you know, we talked about some people taking risks. Now the question is for Jane, why is the question coming up for her?
The energy that comes up around that when you were reading the email, Pat, and this is for Jane, is that there's a pioneer energy around her. And in her question, people rise to greatness without intent. People don't intend to rise to greatness. That's a perception that others view upon them. But when someone is filled with a pioneer archetypal energy, they simply must do it.
Okay, got it.
And it often, the pioneer energy hasn't been done before. Who says you can't do a blank with a blank? Or who says you can't put pink with orange? Yeah, as an example, a pioneer would take those two colors and put it together and make something that everybody all of a sudden could appreciate.
Okay.
Now, the other card that came up, which speaks to part of the second portion of the question, possibly, and that is the martyr. When people are rising to greatness and they are perceived by others to be the carriers of this huge story-type person that comes through mythological times, they appear as a martyr to some.
Mm-hmm.
And from the context of the empowered martyr, they simply do put themselves on the line for others. That's it.
All right, Jane. I think that's good. That's a lot of information. Well, can we shout out Felipe for a minute?
Sure. Jane, let's grab him real fast.
Jane, you know what? I think you've got a lot of information. I would encourage you to follow up directly with Stephanie. What's your phone number, Stephanie?
425-334-7900 local. Or if you need toll-free, it's 866-461-6463. Hi, Felipe.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You have a question?
Well, I just have a quick question. I went to Half Price Books yesterday, found Carolyn archetype cards. I think I was guided there. Is the little booklet that comes with the cards, is that enough to be able to give yourself a reading?
Oh, heavens no, dear. Don't
okay.
do that.
Okay.
The little card, the little booklet that comes with the cards is intended to give someone a basic, very basic definition of that particular archetypal energy. If
okay.
you want, as a resource, to get a more in-depth description so that you're able to understand them more thoroughly, go to the website, www.mysss.com, mace.com, and there is on her website what is referred to as the Gallery of Archetypes. And there will be an in-depth definition of that archetypal pattern on the website that you can use with your pocket guide.
And yeah, and if you really want to get into it, go to Stephanie's workshop in July.
Absolutely. Sacred Contracts, Saturday, July 15.
You're going to hear more about it. But in the meantime, come down and see us at Body, Mind, Spirit. Felipe, thank you so much.
Yeah, come on down
thanks
this weekend.
All. Thanks to everyone that called in and participated today. This is the Dr. Pat Show. We will see you tomorrow right here in the studio. Paramahansa Nithyananda Swamiji right here with us. We'll see you then. Bye, Stephanie.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on VoiceAmerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.